Okay. All right, everybody. Well, welcome. My name is Fausto from CyberTrade University. Let me just do a quick audio check. Could everyone just give me a chat back and let me know if you can hear loud and clear? Okay, thank you very much. See a couple of people just chatting back. Good. Well, I'm here to talk a little bit about price action and order flow. Now, did anybody trade this morning? Just out of curiosity, anyone trade? I'm actually a day trader. I do swing trading, do a little options. I prefer day trading because I just sit in cash, make my money for the day, and nothing bothers me. But I do some swing trading. But there were a couple of good stocks that made some big moves this morning, and I want to kind of point them out really quick. And one of those stocks right here, I want to bring this one up right here to everybody here. Hold on a second. So did everybody see this stock right here, XPEV, right here? There's some big news that came out on it. And you could see how this stock really had a really nice pop right here. It literally went from like, about $15, $16. And then it went to like, this is all pre-market. And you could see right here, it started hovering around 9 o'clock. All right. And then it stopped and it didn't want to break past this $17.20. Did everybody see that? I'll zoom in a little bit more. Maybe you guys want to see a little better. Okay, there we go. So right around there. And then nine, it just hovered there for about literally 30 minutes. And then right when the market opened up, the stock took off from $17.50 all the way up to $21. Now, I want to kind of do a little, I have a question to ask everybody. What would drive that stock and not go lower than $17? Can anybody answer that question? What drove that stock from going up from $17.20 up to $21.50? Let's see how, listen, there's almost 100 people in here. I would assume everybody would know that answer. Okay, one person said, you know, is correct. BlackRock? No, BlackRock had nothing to do with it. Listen, if you can't answer this question, I'm just going to be very honest with you. You should not be trading. You really should not be trading. Trading could be a very dangerous, expensive learning curve. And I know a lot of you people are here because you love trading. You want to be successful. And that's why you're here listening to us. So question is, what made that stock go up and go down? And you know what? If you said buyers and sellers, supply and demand, you are absolutely correct. And let me show you how that works. What I'm showing you right here is called level four. All right. Now, level four right here is what we're going to talk about. Now, right here, if you look right, hold on, let me get my crayon so I can point this out to you. Okay. So you see right here, this arrow right here. Okay. So that was around 9 o'clock. And then there was this buyer right here. He showed up and he's still out there till this time right now, 1 o'clock. There's a 200,000 share buyer out there. And if I zoom in a little bit closer there, let me kind of show it to you really quicker. Okay. I'll show you what happened here around that time. That buyer of right here. Look how red that line is. He was out there hovering right around 1720 and it never wanted to go past 1720 as much as was out there. And then finally, what ended up happening, the market opens up and that's how that stock made a big run all the way to a price of $21 until it found its match up here with a big seller out there. Now, let's think about this for a second. How much smarter and better trading decisions would you have made if you were able to see those big buyers and sellers? Because that's what we do at CyberTrade University. Now, how do I know this? And how do I actually do this? That's what I'm going to tell you. But before we do that, just a quick little risk disclosure. Okay, I'm not going to make any guarantees or promises or warranties that this works for everybody. You know, so listen, future, it's every student's different. So please be very smart before you make those initial trades. But this is what we're going to cover. I'm going to show you how we find these stocks. I'm going to talk about how we navigate through these challenges of the high frequency trades and the algorithms, all that stuff. I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, level three and level four, which I kind of showed you how to trade entries and exits and how market makers do these tricks of the trade. Now, how did I get started? Well, let's look at this magazine right here. I'm actually one of the original day traders that started back in the early 90s, okay? So a bunch of kids were tormenting Wall Street. I was one of them. And this is what we did. You probably, if you read about some old books like the Soz Bandits, that's what I was. I'm not going to here to teach educate you about it. But what I've learned living here in New York is that this is the financial capital of the world. And I learned from the best traders in the industry. And what I'm about to show you has not changed after 30 years. You all heard of the phrase institutions. You all heard about, you know, one person brought up BlackRock, you know, you all heard about maybe traders, market makers. Well, that's basically what you're going to see. You're going to learn more or less how to read the future than learning the past. And this is why I competed against some of the best traders in the industry. I'm a 12-time world champion in today's industry. But the big thing is this, I'm only as good as a trader than the people I surround myself with. And if you look at this picture right here, you'll notice a lot of these people are just like you. They're traders just like you. And I'm looking to find traders I could teach this knowledge to so we could kind of trade together, because that's what trading is all about. It's not about just you being by yourself, but it's also being, you know, being part of a team and part of a family. Now, tomorrow, if anyone here registers, I'm going to be live at the NASDAQ talking about level 3 NASDAQ book viewer, which I'm going to talk about right now. Now, NASDAQ has me as a regular guest. I've been going there for several years and I'm there almost on a routine basis every month, educating the listeners how to trade on these exchanges. Now, why they have me out there? Because if you know what you're doing, then you'll go out there and become profitable. And because they know every one of us is going to be trading. That's what we do. If it's not your IRA or something else, you know, that's what it's about. But I'll be happy to give everybody that link. You can watch the show tomorrow. It's live on YouTube and on Twitter. So also at the end of this presentation, I want to give everyone access to my free book. You go to Amazon, pay $47, but I'm willing to give it to you for free. So that's going to be a gift for all of you for listening in for the next less hour. Now, just to let you know, this is my family. I like sharing it with you because my wife, Debbie, Max, Lucas, and Max, basically, I don't think I would have a relationship with my family if I didn't have a good job. My father always taught me, says, listen, you want to have a good relationship? You want to spend more time with your family? Go out there, find something that gives you the freedom and helps you make good money to do it. And that's why I'm here. And hopefully everybody else can experience that, because I love what I do. I cook. I have my own living channel, because trading gives me the freedom to do that. And I think everybody here knows that, because trading is not a full-time job. It's really a part-time job. But but let's stop talking about myself, because it's not about me. It's about you. Okay. And there's a lot of news that's coming out today, and you need to know what's going to happen with the Fed rate. What's going to happen with, you saw what happened with Microsoft this morning with the earnings. Facebook is having earnings coming out, but should I trade them? Should I not trade? Should I get out of my positions? So the thing is, the market's been on a really big run up, and a lot of people are worrying about, is it going to go down? Is it going to crack down? Whatever it is. But the thing is this, there's opportunities every day to trade. Okay. Even in a bad market, we still trade, because there's always somebody that's going to come out with some good news or bad news. I'll give you an example. COVID. But what happened in COVID? Oh my God, everyone lost their shirt in COVID. I don't know. Moderna didn't do too bad coming out with that vaccine. Stock went from 24 to 500. I don't think, all the social media companies did that bad. You know, they benefit people staying home. So unfortunately, catastrophes do make opportunities. You just got nowhere to look. And you got to know how to trade. Now, you got earnings session that's coming around. Here's a list of everything that's coming on this week. You could see tomorrow, look at all of them coming out. You got Crocs, you got MasterCard, you got McDonald's. Today, you had Tilray, Hilton. There's a lot of eBay. I mean, there's a lot of Facebook right there, Meta. So the question is, how do you trade them and how do you know not to trade them? Well, here's what my team trade this week, because as much as you might look at those earnings, there are other things out there to trade, like the stock BBIG, cheap little stock, 930, went from 350 to $6. NIO, $10 to $12 in about 2 hours. Well, I wish you would love to buy 1,000 shares of that. Do that every day. You're talking a six-figure salary. DWAC, 16 to 25 in about 30 minutes. You know, these are things that you probably never heard of and wondering, how did you find them? Where'd they come from? Or maybe you can't afford them. You want to trade the option. Well, the thing is, there's a point in time when you just, you know, you want to take shortcuts, and there's times when you're not supposed to. But let me just tell you about options. It's the movement of the stock that makes an option move. So if you want to be a good options trader, you damn well better learn to be a good stock trader first. But before I really get into the meat and potatoes, I want to kind of talk about the strategy, what we do here at CyberTrade University. Now, I don't know if anyone here watches us. I know that Timing Research has just now started, you know, getting on Instagram and everything. And by the way, love friending everybody here. But we're live every morning you know, at Cybertrain University at 9 a.m. and at 2:30. We do a live broadcast on all the social media networks. We talk about our watch list. We huddle up. We see what's moving. And by the way, if you get a chance, I'm out of curiosity. Does anyone here have Instagram? Anyone here have Instagram? Just give me a yes or no. Because this morning, I actually did a video, a 60-second clip on XPEV. So if you get that chance, you'll see that video where I said, watch this big buyer at 1750, and that was at 920. And watch how that stock just went from 17 up to 21. So if you have that chance, please watch that video, because I know everybody would love to got into that trade, you know, but I sure didn't want to get into that trade when the stock went from 21, now it's down to 19. But the question is, what drives them up? It's all about following the orders. Now, finding those stocks, they're pretty easy, okay? We just go through our big percentage gainers and losers. I know there's a lot of people out there that say, hey, I'm going to give you my scanner. You know, why should you go out there and try to figure out how to find out those 20,000 stocks out there? Because you can't wait for that person all the time. You listen, I love to have a chauffeur, but I can't afford to pay a chauffeur to work full time for me. I can't afford to, you know, like, I don't know how good of a driver is. I mean, sometimes you got to take matters in your own hands. You got to be the adult in the room. So when it comes to trading certain stocks, scanning them is pretty easy. And you know what? We teach you how to do that for free at Cybertrain University. You could just follow us on our events that we do in the morning. Like you said, Dave just posted up that Instagram video. You know, you can follow us on YouTube. That's the easy part. You know what the hard part is about trading? And that's what we talk about right now. The hardest part about trading is losing money. See, everyone likes to brag about the winners. Why does nobody like to brag about the losers? I brag about losers all the time. You know why I like to brag about them? Because I said, wow, good thing I got out of that trade, because that thing just dropped another 20, 30%. If I had that, I probably wouldn't be here right now. We're all going to lose in trading. You just can't lose too much. You understand? That's what you have to understand. Let me repeat that. It's not about, you know, losing. You just don't want to lose too much, because you, as a baseball player, you're going to strike out. And driving a car, you know what? God forbid, you know what you're doing. You won't get into a terrible accident because you know how to veer away from experience. You learn from somebody. But you know how many of you are out there that are self-taught that still don't know why and get in and out of these positions because you're self-taught? Well, you got to have, all of us going to have mentors. Listen, David does a fabulous job here, you know, being here, having you all here today, because at Trading Research, because he wants to bring the professionals to show you that you got to learn how to do things right and you got to follow the supply and demand of doing it. So let's talk about big orders. What are big orders? Big orders are iceberg orders. Iceberg orders are big block orders that will drive the stock up and down. Now, I came up with that word iceberg order after the word watching the movie Titanic, because we all know, very sad story. We know how that unsinkable ship they called got sunk. You know, obviously, you know, you want to know where those iceberg orders are, because if you're not, you know what, didn't work too well for the Titanic. So how do we find those things? We use things that are called level 3 and level 4. Okay. Now, if everybody's just let me know here, does anyone here have level 3 or level 4 quotes? Just if you guys could just give me a chat, just give me a yes or no. Anyone here? I mean, here I'm talking. Just want to make sure everyone's following along. Does anyone here have level 3 and level 4? Okay, got a no, no. That's okay if you say no. That's perfectly fine. I'd rather you be honest with all of us. And by the way, no one can read anybody's chat, just to let you know. No one can read anyone's chat. All right, so a lot of you don't have it. Okay, and you know what? I think after today, things are going to change. So I want to talk about level 3. Like I said, I'm going to be on NASDAQ tomorrow. You can watch that show. But I'm going to kind of give you a little bit more of a detailed version of what you're going to learn. So everybody wants to know where support levels are, and everybody wants to know where resistance levels are. But let me explain something to you. You can't have support levels unless you have buyers, and you can't have resistance levels unless you have sellers. So we're looking at a stock called Tesla right here. Probably heard about it, right? could it happen on Tesla? Of course it could. Here's Tesla at 278. It started this morning, and then in about an hour and a half later, it ends up hitting some support levels right around 270. Now, why 270? Why not 260? Why not 273? Why not 271? Why 270? Well, when you look over here on the NASDAQ book viewer, you'll notice that there is a 394,000 share buyer. Now, you're not talking pocket change there. You're talking about a serious buyer out there. And because there's buyers at every single price level. There's a 1,000 share buyer, 2,000 share buyer, but you're talking 394,000 shares. And there are 2,000 orders around the entire world that make up that 394,000 shares. Whose side would you want to be on? Mr. Fibonacci or the 2,000 people that want to buy it at 270? Because look what happened at 270. It went right to 274. Let's look at our resistance levels. Now, once again, you cannot have resistance unless you have sellers. And here we're looking at AMC, had a really nice run, went all the way to about $6.20 and decided to back off. Now, why did it back off? Well, when you look at the sellers columns, because that's what we're looking for, you'll notice when you work your way down the list, after going through the hundreds and 300s and the thousands, you got a 100,000 share seller right around $6.20. And what do you think happened when it's 620? Stock came right back down. Think about how much smarter and trading, better trading decisions you would make by seeing where these buyers and sellers are. Because what you might think is in the past is not always indicative of the future. Let's look at a couple of more examples this week. So you've probably heard the phrase, you don't want to catch a falling knife. Well, the knife eventually is going to hit the floor. The question is, which floor is it going to hit? Well, the chart can't tell you that. But when you go to a stock and you see, okay, stock's going down, what I need to look for is where are the buyers? Where's the next buyers? And we're looking at the buy order side. We'll notice that we got 118 orders at $33,000 shares at $15. So in theory, as much as it's a falling knife, I can see that there are a lot of orders, a lot of people out there that want to buy it at $15. So what do you think is going to happen when you get to $15? Or it's going to go up where you have a stock like BLI, and then all of a sudden bidders start going up and they start bidding up the stock. And this is what you have. You have the stock hit the support levels, hits it. And then all of a sudden it's holding. Now it's starting to dwindle up. Now the buyer's bidding it up. And then this is what you got going on for yourself. Goes from 1520 all the way to 1560 and in less than an hour, a little bit more than an hour. You know, when you do the math, 30 cents on that stock, 1,000 shares, $300, nice little $50,000-$60,000 salary. I think we'll all take that. Let's check out NIO, because that was been a fun stock. Even today was to trade it. But look at NIO. Without looking at any charts or anything else, right away, when I look at the NASDAQ market, you know, I could see, okay, I got almost a 90,000 share seller at $12. Now, I'm not even looking at some watch list or newsletter or indicator. I'm just going right to the data. And that's what the data tells me. But when I look at the chart, that doesn't tell me that seller's out there. I have no idea. But I could tell you one thing. If I own it, I'm drooling in my mouth. I'm like, wow, this stock looks great. It's breaking new highs. It's got a teacup and handle. You know, everything, you know, it's got bull flags, everything I'm looking at. And you might even consider even holding it. But without knowing that seller's out there, you could be that person that hits that resistance. And now all of a sudden you can make a winner into a loser. Once again, how much smarter and better trading decisions you can make if you just follow those orders. Now, how do I know that? It's because I was a market maker. I was that person on that side, you know? And when I got started, I didn't know this even existed until, fortunately, live in New York to go get a job as a trader. And when I was seeing this stuff for the first time, like some of you, I'm like, my God, I mean, this is how it works. I'm like, I knew those people out there. I knew that data was there, but why didn't someone tell me that? Because they were not market makers. Now, if anybody here wants to know how to get NASDAQ Book Viewer, why don't you jot down my email? I'll type it in here for you on the up part. And listen, send me an email. I'll be happy to send it to you. Fausto PSCTU Corp. And, oh, and by the way, let me just tell you one last thing before we get to level four. When I started with this stuff, this cost me $1,000 a month at 22 years old, 30 years ago. You know what $1,000 is to tell somebody to come up with at 22 years old? Okay. You know what $1,000 would 30 years ago would probably be today? It'd probably be like $5,000, okay, with inflation. Now, is anyone here jumping for hoops to dish out, you know, $5,000 or when I paid $1,000 to get this data? Well, guess what? As stupid as I am, I did. And as smart as I was doing it, because most people be like, I'm not doing that. Look where I am today. Well, I got great news. It doesn't cost $5,000. It doesn't cost $1,000. And it doesn't cost $100. It costs $15. Now, I don't work for NASDAQ. Okay, I don't make any money. I'm not doing anything. But the reason why I'm promoting it, it's like, why would you pay $15 to to get one of the greatest tools of what every trader uses, and you're not using it. People pay thousands, hundreds, $15 to have a seat on the exchange, and you don't want it, then maybe trading is not for you. So no matter what your style is, the worst thing could happen to you is it teaches you how to use it. But before you buy it, send me an email. Oops, I'm seeing a bunch of you emailing me right now, by the way. DJ, I got your registration. I got it. Quink, I got you. I got it from you. Okay. Just reading out some of your names. I see some of you guys. You want to get it, Queen? Kellar, I got it. No problem. I just got up. Just looking at my phone right now. I'm just seeing you guys just send me the emails. All right. Good. I'm glad that some of you are interested in it. $15. Why not? All right. So let's move on. Let's go to level four now, because this gets a little bit, a little bit more complicated, but probably not, because now what we're going to do is implement it into a heat map. Now in this heat map, you could see right here that not only you're going to see the NASDAQ book viewer, which is the current order book, which is right here. It's right here. My crayon's right here. That's the current order. This is basically NASDAQ book viewer, but now you're going to see it on a heat map. And not only that, but you're going to see it in time and sales. So now you're getting a little bit more data out there. So let me change the slide here. All right. So let's look at a couple of stocks. Like for example, some that bounced on support levels. So here you have a stock, RTX. Stock's taking a big, got destroyed. It was like $90, 96, down to 82. And look at the time right here. This was at 9 o'clock. It was at 90. Thing got hammered in 30 minutes. At 82, you ever going to trade? You're like, oh my God, I'm getting destroyed. Is this stock going to bounce back? Do I take it? You know what? There's only one thing to save you. And that one person is this 30,000 share buyer that was out there at $82, because he jumped in. And once he jumped in, look what happened to the stock. It went from 82 to 83 to 84 to 85. Oh, in a matter of a little bit more than an hour. So let's just say some of you want to, like to do what I like to do. It's called bottom fishing. There was a chance for you to do that. And you know what? As much as that stock took a very big hit and got hammered, you could have benefited from that catastrophe. Or some of you could have probably averaged down, and saved your money there. So those are the things that you have to look at. Now let's look at it. And because not only did it go up there, look how high the stock moved all the way up to 85, 85.50. Now let's look at a reversal that would happen at a resistance. Here you have a stock that's trending up. And then right here in NEO, you'll notice that there's a 270,000 share seller at $12. Now, the stock is trading at 10:30. We're already at 11. It ran from 11:40. It's already 11.70, 11.80 right there. And the goal is having a game plan. So we're about 20 cents away from a major, major seller. Well, when you look at the chart, it doesn't tell you that. In this chart, it's like, oh, this stock, I remember the stock was $50, $60. Maybe today's the day. I don't want to be greedy, but you should still know, okay, we're going to hit some ceilings on the way. Chart doesn't tell you that. And you didn't have that game plan. Look what ended up happening. It hit it and it came right back down. So you're not going to find anything else that's going to tell you that other than following those orders. Because if you don't, It'll keep hitting it. And then sure enough, that's how you convert a winner into a loser. Now, let's talk about breakouts. You ever heard of a breakout before? You probably heard about breakouts all the time. You're like, yeah, how do I know stock's going to break out? How do I know stock is going to continue to go higher? Well, let's look at this example. Look at APLD, okay? Now, APLD started this morning, was at 9:20, good run up, right? But we got a 76,000 share seller at $10. Now, that's a pretty substantial winner, but we know we're coming up to a big seller and he's been out there for a while. So I'm going to ask everyone a question. Let's see how a lot of you have been paying attention. What do you think is going to happen if this stock got to 10, what do you want to do? Do you want to hold on to it or do you want to sell it? What do you want to do? Sell, hold. We've got one person wants to hold. Everybody wants to sell. Well, first of all, let's think about this for a second. The person said wants to hold. Why would you want to hold the stock? You own it at 9. The stock's at 10. You make $1, 1,000 shares, $1,000, $250,000. You made it in less than about 20 minutes. Do you really need that extra money? Like, what makes you think it's going to go higher? Okay. Let somebody else break it. You know what? There's one lesson you have to learn. You could always buy it back. Okay. But that is a real order. That is not these spoofing orders. These are real orders. Now, the thing I want to show you is this. Breakouts. Somebody actually went out there and bought it. Bought that stock at $10. And you could see it right here. See that order right there? Someone bought it. You can see that big green bowl. It's a time in sales. And then look what ended up happening. It held, it held, it held. And boom, now the stock's at 1020. Now it went to 1020, went to 1070. And it all started from this big seller getting executed. Because now, once it got past that big resistance levels, which some of you always see all the time, and always wonder, like, damn, why, you know, how did that stock break that resistance? Well, because there was a big seller out there. And having that big seller caused that big run up on that stock. And that's how the stocks make those big breakouts. Okay. So what I want to do right now is this. We got about 10, 15 minutes and I want to have fun with everyone. Okay. So I want to go out there and I want to look at a couple of stocks. Okay. Now, if anybody here has a stock that you want that you're trading and want to be able to challenge me and see that we do practice what I preach, why don't you tell me what stock that you want to look at? And I'll go out there and I'll tell you exactly and we'll see what's going on. EDU. Okay. I traded that a few times. BBI. Okay. So I'm going to bring up my execution system right here. And I'm going to look at some of these stocks that you're bringing up. So you got BIIB. Okay. The problem with BBIB, it's expensive, $260, you know, and don't tell me you'll trade the options on it. Okay. 800,000 shares. This is something I would not trade. EDU. So EDU traded about 2 million shares. Okay. So far this morning, not really big run up, but you do notice it did kind of resistance levels here, right around 51, you know, 51.60. Let me go check on and see what the orders are doing. Now you're looking at EDU, it's up about 1% today. 1%. I won't trade anything unless it's trading 60%. Okay. So let me tell you why we're not trading the stock. Look what this stock looks like. Looks like a mess. I don't see any orders. I don't know what's going on with this stock. It's not clean. It's got no, you know, this is called algorithms. So algos coming in and out of it. All right. So this is why I would not consider this one. So far, there hasn't been one stock here that I would that I liked. I mean, it was a big order out here. You could see here on $50 in EDU and then kind of tested it and broke it. But other than that, I don't like it. Not really a stock I would trade. I'm still not impressed. XOM, $100 stock, would not trade it. This is not, stock is doing nothing today. Ford, garbage. Stock not even up 0.5%. You see these, see what I'm saying, fellow traders? Everybody here is spitting out a stock that is doing zero. Okay. Zero. CVX, one of you just called out, garbage, $160 stock. Chevron would not trade it. Anyone else? Could anybody come up with a stock? ABVC? Okay. 29 million shares. Okay. This stock is on the third biggest percentage gainer list. Okay. Well, now we're getting somewhere, but over the course of the day has done nothing. It started this morning, had a good pop, didn't go anywhere. Still not impressed. Still not impressed that anyone here knows how to trade. Raid, come on. This, you know, RAD, no, absolutely not. Not doing anything. Okay, now somebody's talking. RAVN, finally someone gave me a stock to watch. Okay, so Revon, nice stock, moving up beautifully today. It's up about 7%. You could see it. Things been on a really good move. We've been trading this stock for a while. It's been about $14 at the end of the ending of June. Stock is up about over 100%. It had a good day trade today. Went from 25 up to 27.50. Now the question is, where? How would I have known it got out of 27.50? Is the stock going to continue to go higher? So let's go out there and look at it. RIVN. Let me load up the data on the stock. And let's see what the street's doing, because I don't know the hell anything about this company. I'm not going to think I'm not the analyst and say I know more than anybody out there. Once I think, let me tell you something. One of my greatest mentors, Frank Ferraro, has taught me. I want to pass this knowledge down to you. He told me, he says, Fausto, when you think you know something about the market, you're going to lose all your money. And I'm like, and back then we had to get a license. We had to get Series 7, 63, everything. I'm like, why would you say that? He goes, because it doesn't matter what Fausto thinks. It matters what that big iceberg, those big brokerage firms out there, what they think. Okay. So let me show you what we got going on here, because this one's not that bad. So you could see right here, this is called a breakout. So you had a seller out here at 26.50. You see the red line right there. Seller got done. Then it went to the next biggest resistance. You could see how it kind of held there. Let me bring this a little closer so you guys see it. There we go. So it hit it. took the seller out, went to the next biggest seller, 2750. Okay. Big iceberg order. And then sure enough, the stock kind of had a tough time breaking that 2750. And you could see there are 71,000 shares out there. And ever since then, it could never get past that big resistance. So there are two orders you had to focus on, actually three. There was one at 2650, there was one at 27, and there was one at 2750. Now, let's go to the chart and see what happened here, okay? So when I go to the chart right here, and I blow this up, let's look at those numbers. What did I tell you? I told you 2650. Oops, let me bring this a little closer. There we go. There's 2650. There is 27, which is here, which is a pretty big jump. And then the other resistance that the stock had a tough time breaking was 2750. Now, by looking at that chart right there, you could clear as day, probably would have never known it was going to hit resistance levels, but it did there. And you could see that this wasn't resistance. This was actually support and didn't want to get past that. And then it had a resistance levels there. You wouldn't have known to get out there unless you saw that resistance levels here when he's been out there before him. All these orders were out there before it even got there. Now, let's repeat it again. How much smarter and better trading decisions would you have known if you saw those trades in the future and had a game plan where to get in and where to get out? That's what Cybertrade University teaches you. And that's what was trained to me 30 years ago. The big difference is, you know, the big difference is following and getting educated. That's what it comes down to it. Now, let's talk about one last thing before I get everybody registered who wants to come and see this live in my trading room, because I'm going to invite everybody, every one of you to come in to see this live because we practice what we preach. But before I do that, I want to leave you one more last thing to remember Cybertrade University with. It's called the KISS method. Keep it super simple. You probably heard if you're an engineer. You look at this chart, very simple. You look at this chart, very confusing. Let me repeat that. Look at this stock, nice and easy. Look at this one, very confusing. So when you start adding things and start implementing more indicators and more watch lists, and you're never going to trade. You're going to learn that you always were right, but you'll never trade. That's why you got to get back to the KISS method. So when you look at this, because this should explain it all, look at the two different types of people in this room. Do you want to be the people on the left or do you want to be the people on the right? The people on the left are looking at charts. The people on the right are looking at orders. Look at those monitors. I don't know if you guys could see it. Let me show you this right here. Look at this and look at this guy. He's still confused. This one is still counting with his hands. These people, they're looking at these orders at one monitor, and all they're looking at is this. They're looking at these. That is what you learn how to trade. Who do you want to be? The one on the left or the one on the right? So this is how trading works. And you might not like it, what you're hearing, but the reality is this is how you trade. And this is why Cybertrade University has been endorsed by more brokerage firms and exchanges than any school in the industry. And let me tell you something. These people right here, they do their background checks. Okay. They do credit checks on us. You know, they do their research. And not only that, believe me, they also check their Google reviews. And you probably will never, ever, ever see anybody have a higher rating on Google than Cybertrade University. You might even sometimes even don't even see they have a rating because they take it down. So this is what I'm looking to do. I want to invite all of you guys to come and see this live and see, like, okay, listen, this makes sense. All right, let me see what you got to offer. So this is what I want to do. I want to invite all of you guys to come into the room. I want to invite everybody here. And this is what we're going to do. We do a live broadcast in the morning, live audio broadcasting for about an hour and a half. We do a live audio broadcasting the afternoon. So depending on where you are in the world. So if you're watching this as a recording, maybe you want to come back and, you know, you want to enjoy the rest of the day, like I have right now, the free time to come and do this with you, then this is your chance to do it. And not only that, if you want to like listen to other good, you know, gurus in the industry, just like you're listening to me now with here with David on timing research, you know, listen, good traders surround themselves with good traders. Let me tell you, good traders don't surround themselves with bad traders. And regarding about David that helped all of you be here, Dave will be the first one to tell you. Know where he found me? He watched one of my events that I did on a Traders Challenge, you know, years. And I'm you know what? I'm glad that I met up with him because he, you know, he has a passion what he's doing. He loves training all of you. And that's what trading is all about. So basically, before I go into any questions, if anyone has any questions, let me get everyone registered because we're running out of time here. So does everybody have a cell phone? All you have to do is take your cell phone right now, turn on the camera, and just scan that QR code. That's all you have to do. Or you could just type in www.ctu.co/trial. That's all you have to do. And we'll get you in there. Now, what is it going to cost? Everyone's asking me, because obviously, listen, nobody works for free and I'm not looking for free people. All it's going to cost you is $9. That's it. $9. And with that, I'm going to give you money back guarantee. And this is what you're going to get. Everything you see here, a week in the trading room, you're going to get free commentary, workshops, everything that we offer. And you know what? After a week, if you want your $9, I'll give you $9 back. Listen, I don't need your $9. The $9 really is more of an application fee to let us know a little bit who you are. You know, I'm looking for serious traders. If I did this for free, I would have 10,000 people in my room. And I don't think anybody here want to be in a room with 10,000 people. Not at all. Okay. So we're looking for serious traders that we could train, that we could work with it because we coach you. I'm going to throw in a bonus. I'm going to do two more bonuses. I'm actually going to give you my book, like I told you earlier. It's going to come with it. And I'm also going to give you a coaching class. So if you do register right now, I will actually personally talk to you on the phone because I feel like, you know what? Someone's eventually got to tell you the truth. You probably have a lot of questions to ask. You probably want to know, you know, what you're doing and what you've seen and how do you do things. I mean, listen, I know some of you here are probably not good typers or a little shy to ask your questions. Well, you know what? I think you're going to get a lot more comfortable and trust us a little bit more, you know, once you get in there and we'll have that conversation when we'll get there. So once again, all you need to do is, you know, just kind of click on that QR code or just register up there. How do you scan the list in the morning? Well, I covered that earlier, but all we do is we go through the big percentage gainers and losers, and we cover that exclusively in this program that we're going to give you. Okay. So if you're interested, click on that and we'll get that done. Is level four a NASDAQ product or something that product CTU? No, absolutely not. CTU is just an educational school. Okay. We don't offer software. We don't own anything. You know, we're going to send you to the NASDAQ. We're going to send you to the exchange and we're going to show you how to set it up on your brokerage account. A lot of brokerage firms offer it to you. Okay. You just got to know how to click on it and know how to get it. You're going to get it in this class. All right. So we don't have any proprietary platforms or anything. We're just strictly a trading room with traders that trade together and a teaching room where we do coaching. That's it. Okay. Now, another couple of popular questions that do come up. People always ask, okay, well, what's the catch? Like, I know you're not making $9. I mean, like, where do you make your money? Well, listen, after the trial, it's up to you if you want to continue with CTU. It doesn't matter how much money it is. I don't think money's an object right now, other than the $9, but we're not going to overcharge you or do a subscription or anything like that. If you don't want to move forward with us, trust me, we don't want you to move forward. We don't want to move forward with you. Do you do trading in the room like swing trading, options? Yes, we do. But let me tell you something. Options and swing trading is the hardest thing to do. Once you learn how to day trade, then you'll know how to say, hey, you know what? I like to swing trade. Oh, you know what? I want to do an option. But you got to be a good stock trader first. How much money we need to get started? I think I mentioned to earlier, it's only $9. I mean, think about the NASDAQ exchange that you can get, have a seat on the floor for $15. This is even cheaper than that. So you get a lot of good stuff. And by the way, you know, when you're ready to start, you start. Now, does anyone else have any other questions? Any other questions? That link again here is right there. Just scan it. That's a QR code. Listen, David's got a great, great line of speakers out of here. And I think that everyone here, you don't got to buy everybody's stuff. You know what I mean? Because you're like, I don't know if I want to buy this one, that one. Listen, you're going to have to spend money and trade it. You don't have to buy everybody's, but buy the ones that you like, you know, and you think that really makes sense. And do your homework, okay? But I know David, you know, didn't just invite anybody to be here. He definitely takes the time to kind of strategically find people that bring good content to his audience. And, you know, and you should listen to all that good stuff. Little question. Do we need to start specific date? No, you don't. I mean, personally, I would start right now. It's fresh in your mind. You could start, you know, once you start today. But listen, if you want to start on Monday, do you walk through with the CTU staff, you know, after you talk to them on the phone? Because listen, we call everybody. And you know what? Here's our number too. 877-70 Cyber, you know, by the way, if you want to call us up and register online, you can do that too. We got staff that's standing by. You know, we don't hide behind emails or text messages. You know, we're not like Microsoft, you know, pay us $1,000 and we'll give you that access. We don't do that. But because the thing is this, if I could teach any of you to be a good trader and be a good team, we're all going to do very well together. And that's how it comes down to it, because that's how I learn. Okay, you got to be part of a team, but you got to know how to play the game. That's the key. And by the way, you could apply this to anything else. All right. Any other questions? Any last minute questions? All right. So anyway, you know, once again, you got the link and I look forward to seeing you all there. And once again, if anyone has any questions, feel free to let us know. But just remember one thing, you have to learn before you can earn. Okay. So if you want to be good in trading, you know, you got to learn how to play the game and you got to know how to strategize and you need a mentor and you got to be part of a good, you know, family when it comes to trading. But if you're going to sit behind your computer with your 7-8 monitors, whatever you're doing by yourself, watching YouTube channels, do yourself a favor. Don't take this in the wrong way. Go back to your old job because you could lose everything in this and it's not going to be a very fun experience. Okay. So thanks for listening. Dave, thanks for having me again. And I look forward to seeing you all back here, back here again on Trading's Trades Research. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.